Grace to you and peace from God, our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Several weeks ago, my family got out one of our puzzles and decided we were going to do it together. We've done this puzzle before, but I have to confess, I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with this puzzle, mostly hate. It's a Star Wars puzzle. And the trouble with it is, it seems like about 80% of this puzzle is different shades of black. Now, I didn't know that there were so many shades of black, but I guess that's the case. Luke's robe is one shade of black, which of course is different than Palpatine's robe. Both of those are different than Vader's helmet, which are all three entirely different from the shade of black that is the night sky in the background. Again, who knew there were so many shades of black? And honestly, it was a bit overwhelming when you dump out all 1,000 pieces on the table and then they are scattered upside down and twisted around and stacked on top of each other. It just looks like a big pile of black. Because let's be honest, that's what it is. But what's interesting is once you finish the puzzle and you start to look at it closely, you can start to see how each of those individual pieces contribute to the larger piece. You can see how this shade of black here works to make the whole picture quite a stunning picture. But you know, when you're getting started, when you have all those puzzle pieces laid out, you can't see that. And so it's a bit overwhelming. Sometimes it's even a bit frustrating as you try to get started. When you see all of the pieces jumbled and disjointed upside down, stacked on top of each other, turned every which way, with no real pattern to them, it can be overwhelming. It can be frustrating. But you know what's interesting about this puzzle analogy is that it's a lot like the way we experience life, isn't it? See, life around us is sometimes disjointed and chaotic. And this happens even to the point where sometimes we have difficulties, so to speak, putting together the pieces of our life to start to try and make sense of the bigger picture. What is the Lord up to in my life? It's difficult to make sense of that in the thick of it. I mean, think, for example, about experiencing the loss of a loved one. It's difficult. There are a lot of emotions there. It's difficult to make sense of what is happening. Yeah, we try to make sense of it. We try to rationalize and look for the good and say, well, you're in a better place, or they're smiling down from heaven on me, but that kind of thought can be a problem. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not bad inherently to be optimistic, but what can be a problem is when we let these sorts of platitudes mask and cover the pain that we're feeling. Because that pain is real, it's raw. There's confusion that happens. We find ourselves broken and these kinds of situations, unable to put together the pieces of our life to see how the Lord is working. And it's not just when a loved one dies. We experience this at other difficult life moments, the loss of a job, a serious injury, major surgery, difficult diagnosis. Whenever we find ourselves in the midst of life's difficulties, it's difficult to see how the Lord is orchestrating it all together. And the reality is, we're helplessly incapable of putting together the pieces of our lives. But yet, as Christians, we know and we trust that God indeed is working. We know that He has a plan. And the first couple of verses that we heard from our epistle lesson from Hebrews this morning captures this beautifully. Let me read the first verse and a half one more time. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He he has spoken to us by his Son. Now, I'll admit, at first glance, first hearing these words, you may wonder, like I did initially, what does all of this have to do with putting together the pieces? Bear with me, and I will show you. I think that the RSV translation of this verse really captures nicely what the writer of Hebrews is doing here, how he is showing us how the Lord works in our world. Let me read the RSV translation. In many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers by the prophets. Now, note the manner in which God spoke through the prophets. In many and various ways. In other words, what the writer of Hebrews is describing for us is God speaking a fragmentary message by the prophets without telling the whole of it. Like a puzzle. But the writer continues, but in these last days he has spoken to us definitively, I might add, by his Son. So the picture is essentially this. Throughout Old Testament times, God was speaking through the prophets by throwing down metaphorical puzzle pieces to this world. These puzzle pieces were scattered over the centuries, and it wasn't until the coming of Jesus that the pieces began to fit together. Verse 3 expands on this a little bit when the writer says, he, that is Jesus, upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. See, in other words, what the writer of Hebrews is telling us is that through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus demonstrated to us that he was the final piece of the puzzle of God's plan for salvation. But that's not the end of it, because more than that, we know that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, upholding the universe by the word of his power. Jesus isn't just the final piece of the puzzle. He is also the one putting it all together. Now, you know, the thing about puzzles is it's almost impossible to put a puzzle together if you don't have a picture of what the finished product is supposed to look like. And if you don't have that, you better at least have somebody who knows how the puzzle is supposed to go together to help you. But if you don't have either of those, then you're up a creek without a paddle. It's really, really difficult to put a puzzle together in that way. And that's what makes it so difficult to put together the pieces and make sense of our own lives. Because we haven't put the puzzle together before, and we don't know the details of what the final piece, the final picture is supposed to look like. But Jesus knows. He knows how it all goes together. To us, life seems broken, jumbled, disjointed, a mess. But in Jesus, God is putting together the pieces of your broken life into something more beautiful than you could ever imagine. Now, don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean we will ever see the final product of this on this side of eternity. In fact, I can pretty much guarantee that we won't. But what this does mean is that as we go through the ups and downs of life, we can trust that the Lord is indeed working. See, this is the message of Christmas. God has spoken to us by his Son. In Jesus, God has entered into history and is beginning to put together the pieces and make sense of all of the mess according to his plan that he's had from the very beginning. John put it a little differently in our gospel reading when we heard these words from verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And he had seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. See, this is the message of Christmas. God is at work in history. He is at work in our world, and yes, he's even at work in your life. And his invitation to you this Christmas morning is to trust that he is at work. Trust that he is in control, because Jesus rules and reigns over all things, even over the darkness and the chaos of this world. And when you put your trust in Jesus, not using platitudes to mask the real raw pains of life, but when you truly put your trust in Jesus, the peace that passes all understanding will be yours in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.